peace and abundance always. So today will be another update on my, what I'm calling my super vegan smoothie challenge. And today is officially day 27, but unofficially it's more like day 29, because I actually started this challenge a few days before the beginning of October. Now, even thinking about that is astonishing to me, because it really didn't feel like I went 4 weeks of consuming nothing but smoothies. So what I'm going to share with you is my thoughts on and my feelings and my results during this journey and from this journey. And let's just get started. Okay. And I'm gonna just go off the top of my head, and I have no particular plan as to what I'm going to share with you today, but just share with you some insight. First off, the big things. Okay. Weight, aesthetics, how I look, how I feel. And off the bat, I feel absolutely amazing. I feel amazing. I feel light consistently. I never feel heavy. I never feel bloated. I never feel tired. When I look in the mirror, I definitely notice a difference, and a big difference. My abdomen is more defined, and I definitely have toned down. So my muscles, you know, are showing more. That's the aesthetic part. The fitness part, or the performance part, has also improved, where I feel like I can do more workouts in a day. My recovery is way quicker, meaning that after a workout, I feel like I have more energy to do another workout within the same day. And after doing an intense workout, whether it be heavy weightlifting or heavy volume of something, I don't feel sore the next day or the day after. You know, there are moments where I felt sore, but it came and it would just go away. Whereas usually when I feel sore, I feel sore for a long time. You know, if I work out to that point of getting really sore, the soreness will last almost an entire week. And even that was rare, you know, because I was still fully vegan, plant-based, whole plant-based foods. So it was rare for me to feel sore anyway. But then when I did, it would last a pretty long time. Now, though, you know, doing this challenge and taking on just consuming nothing but smoothies, I've noticed that, hey, I can feel sore for a day slightly, but then the next day it'll go away. So performance wise, great. Even my performance during the workout has improved. I don't feel less tired. I don't feel, even if I am not particularly in the mood to work out, I notice that once I put that, you know, on switch, once I click that on switch and I get myself in the mood, it gets done. And it is not something that is extremely heavy and overwhelming. It's just a matter of, hey, one thing at a time, let's get this done. Once we're done, fine. And it's not like I'm suffering through the workout mentally because I don't want to be there, but it's just moving forward and actually getting it done. And I feel great. I'm outperforming a lot of people that would, you know, quote unquote, beat me in a workout. Particularly with CrossFit, because we're all doing the same workout, the same time. So we kind of use each other to pace and to push ourselves to go even harder and faster than we would if we were working out by ourselves. And that's the beauty in the community of CrossFit. That's why CrossFit is such a beautiful, you know, program and methodology. So I feel stronger. My recovery is stronger, is better. I work out more often. So that is part of the compounding results is when you take on a challenge like this, when you take on consuming smoothies and you work out, it creates a momentum where, okay, now you have more energy. Now you look a little bit better. You feel a little bit lighter, so you can work out even more. And then when you work out more, you get more of that, those results, right? And then you make more smoothies, or you make better smoothies, right? Paying attention to your calories, paying attention to your macros, which is your proteins, your fats, and your carbs. You're fine-tuning things. You're paying attention to your phytonutrients, right? Your vitamins that you're getting from your smoothies, your minerals that you're getting from your smoothies. And then you're adding things into it, realizing, okay, yeah, I can use this, I can use that to heighten the results. And when you heighten the results, it creates more results because you feel even stronger, you feel even lighter, you feel even faster. And therefore, boom, it keeps going. And so even though I'm reaching the final few days of this challenge, I'm clear that this will definitely be a permanent part of my life, right? This will be a lifestyle. Now, I will say this. I have tried to eat some solid foods. I have been incorporating solid foods in my diet in the evening just so I can begin that transition back into solid foods, or even just see what will happen. And let me tell you, I am not... And I mean this in a funny way. I am not having a good time with that part, because I am one who considers myself to be almost a vegan foodie, you know, even a vegan junk foodie person, where though I don't indulge in vegan junk food, I still enjoy it and I still look forward to it when I have it. You know, like I don't do it every single day, but there are, you know, like I'll say, okay, this day of the week, I'm going to just have hamburgers or vegan hot dogs, you know, and I look forward to that. And I'm really looking forward to it, or at least I was during this challenge. You know, I would be like, oh man, you know, I would look at TV or look at, you know, social media and see a picture of, why, whether it be a burger made out of beef or even a vegan burger, it will remind me of wanting a vegan burger. And I love burgers, right? So I would say, oh, I can't wait till this challenge is done. And I'm going to make sure I have me a nice burger and just chill and, you know, do what I normally do. But as I've been experimenting with incorporating solid food, I noticed that I don't feel great doing it. I mean, simple things, even like kale, solid kale, steamed kale, cooked chickpeas. You know, I made a little bit of a curry chickpeas the other day and I cannot consume it. I mean, I cannot, like, first off, there's a feeling that, okay, I want to have this saltiness, savory flavor, right? Which I really don't get from smoothies. Smoothies for me is usually sweet. So even though I have savory things in it, like chickpeas and kale and spinach, but ultimately it's compensated with sweet things like bananas and strawberries and blueberries and what have you. So, you know, after a couple of weeks, I started craving savory things, salty things. So I'm like, okay, let me have a little bit of cooked kale, you know, a little bit of soy sauce, you know, keep it very, very bland, but still give me that salty, savory taste. And I did that, and the kale wasn't so bad, but I did notice a feeling in my stomach. I noticed a heaviness in my stomach. I noticed my stomach was doing a lot. You know, was moving a lot. And that's the thing that I think we need to acknowledge, or I need to acknowledge, when it comes to the significance of smoothies. It's less work on your system, so you conserve more energy. Whereas when I had me my, you know, kale, I can feel the work being done. I can feel that there was work that was energy that was being used to break down this kale. Something as simple as kale, not even a processed food. It was a simple whole plant-based food. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's just that my body needs to get used to it. So let me do this for a couple of days and see if it changes. And it hasn't. I mean, I noticed too a difference in the amount that I can eat. So I would make something, okay, and I would say, all right, I'm going to have this amount. And as soon as I sit in front of me and I take a few bites, I'm no longer interested. And I can't force myself to do it because I don't like the feeling associated with it. I don't like the feeling of me chewing it. I don't like the feeling of it hitting my stomach and my stomach doing whatever it has to do to break it down. And so I just stopped eating. I stopped eating that particular meal and I just had to put it away until whatever, you know? So that I'm noticing and that I am really adjusting to that, because though it is a definite pro, it is an awesome thing that my body has adjusted to the best way for it to perform optimally. There is a psychological component where, though my body is completely in acceptance of this lifestyle, my mind quite isn't there yet. My mind still wants to go back and enjoy the old ways. You know what I mean? Whereas my body has somewhat already evolved past that stage and said, hey, man, this is better for us. These smoothies are the best thing. So I'm going to let your mind know that we're not on the same page, and that's what's happening. So I have to mentally adapt to what I know is best for my body, okay, and ultimately best for my mind as well. So it is going to be very interesting, because yes, though I am aware that smoothies is going to be the majority of my, you know, consumption, my diet, right? Figuring out exactly how to incorporate solid foods into my life is going to be really interesting. Figuring out the serving sizes is going to be interesting, because I usually like big serving sizes, you know, of solid foods. But even that, like, I'm like, really? Am I going to be that guy that simply orders a serving size of something? That's just hilarious to me. Really hilarious to me, and probably won't even be able to finish just the serving size of food, you know? So I am really curious as to where this is going to lead me. But aside from all that stuff, like I said in the beginning, the weight is clear. You definitely lose weight because you're consuming nothing but the purest foods. Beyond consumption, you are absorbing nothing but the purest things, all right? And once you are mindful, particularly about how much fat you put in your smoothies, then, you know, like, I didn't have anything like avocado, you know, especially avocado, basically, because most people put avocado in their smoothies, but I didn't. Avocado, nuts and seeds, be mindful about that. Peanut butter, a lot of fat content. So I was mindful about my fats. Didn't really care much about how many carbs I had. I was mindful about my proteins. I made sure I averaged about 100 grams of protein a day. Some days a lot less than others, you know. And I'm definitely seeing the results. Definitely seeing the results. So I'm looking forward to my last video with the conclusion of this whole process, where you will see a before and after picture of me, you know, and what exactly I look like before this challenge and what I look like after this challenge. So I am excited about that. I'm also going to weigh myself on the InBody scale, which will break down my body fat. So it will break down exactly how much percentage of body fat I have now compared to when I first started and weighed myself. So I'm curious to see how that works as well. But besides that, I mean, that is more like, you know, here's the evidence type thing. But, you know, that's something that I can show you to give you some perspective. But regardless of the results when it comes to that in-body scale, because it can be exactly the same as far as I'm concerned, but I am fully convinced based off my experience that this is the life for me. Like, nothing could, even if the evidence on paper said likewise, it is an amazing thing to take on a challenge like this. So I would invite you, implore you to actually play with this idea. You know, take maybe a weekend, a week, 7 days, 9 days, and play with the idea of just having smoothies, okay? Have nothing but smoothies, see how you feel. Yeah, there's going to be some struggle because psychologically, you're going to want to chew food. You're going to want to crave. You're going to crave a lot of things. You're going to detox. I mean, I had a moment as well that I can share with you that where I actually had a pimple, like a pimple. I mean, when I was a teenager, I had bad acne. So when I grew up, I was happy that that was over. But once in a while, I would get like pimples here and there, just random places. And just maybe a few days ago, 4 days ago, I had a pimple right beneath my lip, my bottom lip. It was the most awkward place, one of the most awkward places to get a pimple. But I noticed, okay, yeah, I'm definitely still detoxing some stuff, you know. And we established before that, you know, there's a mental detox that you have to do as well as a physical detox. So the body is getting rid of all the old stuff, and the mind is as well, because the mind has to process this new way of living, this new existence, this new life. So it has to expel and purge out the old ways of being, and you have to reprogram yourself. You have to, you know, unlearn what you have learned, so to speak, right? So this journey has been an eye-opening, an amazing and beautiful experience. It is something that I'm sure I'm going to be sharing with you consistently for a long time, because I know that as I'm only at the beginning of this, you know, I'm definitely at the beginning of this journey, and it's exciting to me because many people, you know, we think we have food figured out. We think we have this information that we consume and absorb figured out. But I think we are still just scratching the surface as to what it means to not only be vegan, but what it means to be a conscious thinker or a conscious being or a conscious eater, you know, and changing how we think about food and our relationship to food. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate you so much for supporting this channel and listening to this channel. You are absolutely, truly the reason why I continue to do this. You know, it feels great when I hear somebody or I get an acknowledgement from somebody through social media, what have you, and I wasn't expecting it, because I have programmed myself to not have any expectations, but to be fully committed to giving out this information and this perspective in support of your personal unfulfillment and your achievements in life. And simply because of love, simply because I love you, I love the God within you, and I want to honor that by expressing the God within me toward the God within you. And you know, but it also feels great when somebody comes back to me and acknowledges me and thanks me for it. So I thank you, and look out for the next podcast, which, you know, is probably going to be tomorrow. All right. So thanks for listening. Feel free to check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PeterAbundant. And also my Instagram account @PeterAbundant. Feel free. If you have any questions about anything conscious, spirituality, veganism, the smoothie challenge, minimalism, tiny house living, what have you, feel free to DM me on Instagram as well. Thank you. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.